With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. arrested an 18-year-old man yesterday after he ran from his vehicle toward the west side of the Capitol armed with a shotgun. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Michael Sullivan's comments airing on WJLA.
Who knows what could have happened if we wouldn't had officers here standing guard like they do every single day. I think it's important to note that just a few months ago, we had an active shooter exercise right here on the West Front, virtually in the same spot. And we do those active shooter exercises every single month. And that's why we do it. This individual had a tactical vest on. He was also had tactical gloves. And when we looked in the vehicle, he had a Kevlar helmet and a gas mask in the vehicle.
News now that some Democrat-led states are forcing local sheriffs to stop cooperating with President Trump's immigration enforcement efforts.
Legislation signed by Maryland Governor Wes Moore prohibits arrangements in which local law officers interrogate and detain people for ICE agents. New Mexico's governor signing a similar measure, and 10 Democratic-led states now have basically the very same policies. The sheriff of one county in Maryland says it will force him to end a program that has turned over 1,800 inmates to ICE custody. Jason Walker reporting.
Delegations from Moscow and Kiev met in Geneva yesterday for a second day of U.S. brokered peace talks.
Officials want to bridge political and military differences stemming from Russia's all-out invasion of Ukraine almost 4 years ago. The head of the Ukrainian delegation, Rustem Umerov, says on X, "We're working on clarifying the parameters and mechanisms of the decisions discussed yesterday."
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. This is SRN News. A new look at religious diversity around the globe.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that for sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second and third, respectively. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but amongst the largest nations on Earth, it is number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. The least diversity is found in mostly Muslim countries in the Middle East and Africa. Michael Harrington reporting.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is backing Viktor Orban ahead of Hungary's April election during a visit to Budapest. Other conservatives in the U.S. and Europe admire Orban and his efforts to enshrine traditional values in Hungary. He has campaigned hard against the LGBT agenda, effectively banning same-sex adoption and same-sex marriage, and barring people who are living as the opposite sex from changing their gender on their official documents. This is SRN News. The makers of Roundup close in on a legal settlement for thousands of pending lawsuits.
Agrochemical giant Bayer has agreed on a proposed $7.25 billion settlement to resolve thousands of U.S. lawsuits over a popular weed killer. The complainants allege the company failed to warn people that Roundup could cause cancer. Bayer denies allegations that the herbicide glyphosate, Roundup's key ingredient, can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but says the settlement gives the company a road to closure amid mounting litigation costs. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, Dollar Tree, everything used to be a dollar, but that changed during the pandemic and high inflation under President Biden. Now the chain is straying even further from its core price point. In recent years, $3, $5, even $7 items have been popping up in stores. Many consumers say they're annoyed by the inconsistency and the loss of the brand. More at SRNnews.com.